Oh, with John?
And stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, with my Pop. Dad was an old-time fiddle player, you know, from Burns, Tennessee. And he's an old-time, what we call buck dancing, clog dancing, like what Beverly does. And John would come over with Douglas, and I had to get up and go to work. And I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work. And that was when I was graduating from high school and I was getting ready to go to college. And I remember this, that my dad, who also had to get up early and go to work, never missed a day in his life at 40. Douglas and John, I'd go to bed. And John and Douglas and my dad would play till daylight. My dad would go wash his face, put away his fiddle, and go to work. But in that whole thing taught John, he taught John how to dance. Do you do that? Can you do that step? It's a shuffle step.
No, he did the side step. John and I knew John a lot later. Yeah, it was just a side step that your dad did. Because his dad played the fiddle and danced at the same time.
And he did that lick. Well, he learned that from my dad. You know, he did learn a lot of other steps because he kept rhythm with that.
Which but your dad would be playing the harmonica and the fiddle and doing that at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how he'd wake us up in the mornings.
Yeah.
He'd stand at the door and do that. But, yeah, he did a bunch of the steps like that from Pop. But, I mean, Pop was great. He'd do double back steps and everything like that when he was playing. But it was really great to see John and Pop play together.
There is
and play and dance together.
I don't know if you ever, maybe you've seen this. AT&T put together a documentary of my dad's called Precious Memories. And if you ever, it's in the public libraries in Missouri and in the school libraries, but it was VHS then. We haven't re-released it or anything, but it's got John and my dad. And what really gets me about that, they do this last thing in an empty church. It's an hour long. Dad and John are in this beautiful old country empty church in the hardwood floors, and they were both doing this. And then my dad, he says, well, that's it. And they both put away their fiddles. And that was just sort of like the culmination of everything. Every time, I can't watch it anymore just because
of that.
Well,
what he didn't know was that he only had a couple of months to
live. Yeah, my dad.
Live. We wanted him to enjoy
what he had.
What he had at that moment, making that video.
Yeah, and he passed away so young. He was only 90.
Yeah. But even at Burns, we were over at the hotel. They had a parade, and his dad got to be the grand marshal. Well, John's out there on the sidewalk, and we're all out there playing and singing and dancing on the sidewalk in front of the rooms. I thought they were going to kick us out, but we'd been kicked out of better places.
Yeah. But that's all on the video with John, and Jamie is in that too, I think.
Yes, Jamie was there.
Jamie and my brother Doug.
And Ginger Boatwright. No, Ginger wasn't in that one.
No.